The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
So, now that we're back, and now it's actually going to be in the recording, and don't you fucking dare cut this shit.
I agree with Rudy fully.
Third host was going to be on my side. That's great, third host. Thank you. We talked about this before.
This is a consistent bit now.
Yeah, okay. It is. Henry, remember we had this discussion about your food preservation habits and eating habits?
No.
What do you mean? No, we did. Yes, for your wraps that they spoil. Wraps. In like
right, yes,
3 days, but because you don't put them in a fridge.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've been out on the streets. I've talked with the masses.
Yeah.
You're wrong. You're just
what do you mean?
A bum.
I'm a bum? Because?
Because if you want your wraps to last more than 2 days, you have to put it in the fridge. Otherwise, don't expect them to last more than 2 days.
I disagree. They should last outside the fridge for longer than that.
No, that's not what they're supposed to do.
They should. They should. No. They really should.
That's,
and they
that's
don't.
That's not how they make them. That no food does that. No food does
that's
that.
That's how they make them. That. What do you mean no food does that?
Name me something akin to a wrap that you don't put in the fridge and for 4 days in a row or even more, it's still fine.
An apple?
That's not akin to a wrap.
How so? It's a food item that I buy multiple of packaged.
That's a fruit.
I unpackage it. That's a fruit.
No. A wrap, it has already cut stuff in it. It might have meat in it probably. Some sauces inside of it. Things that will not last.
No, I'm not buying a pre-made wrap.
Then what is the wrap you mean?
It's literally just the tortilla that I make the wrap with.
Wait. When you say wrap, you mean just the tortilla?
Yeah, that you use to make the wrap.
Henry, I swear to God, next time you step on the street, you're gonna get fucking shot. What do you mean? We had a whole fight about you. All of us, and I am, quote, listeners, also assume, but when you mean a wrap, you mean, like, already pre-wrap with food in it, like stuff in it.
No, when I say wrap, I mean the darn tortilla that we're gonna use the wrap, to make the wrap.
I swear to God.
That's what this a wrap is.
This is my biggest plot twist of this summer. And I've read 3 books so far.
I'm sorry, that's crazy. I've literally always referred to it as such. A wrap.
And you're the only one.
No, my family doesn't. And yeah, thanks, third host.
Henry's,
he does it
Henry's
too.
Family? No, third host, we talked about this. You're my side.
No, third host. Yeah.
Third host, you're
that?
My
it's
side.
It's a wrap?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's about to be a wrap for both of you. Henry's family, I love you all, but for this one, y'all fucking wrong. It's not, that's, you can't call that a wrap. A wrap is the food already.
So, Rudy, you thought that I was making, like,
but now
chicken,
you see
sauce,
how confused
and all that in
was.
There? You think I'm leaving that in the cupboard and expecting
yes!
that to be fine?
Yes!
I would be dead within
the
days.
Exactly my
That's
point
the dumbest thing
and
ever.
I was like
what?
But exactly my point. And then I told you, like, how I'm surprised it even keeps 3 days, and you're like, yeah, it should.
It should, yeah, the wrap should.
I fully thought,
like,
you're pulling my leg when you said that you want the wrap to keep like 4 days without the fridge. I was like, how?
I cook chicken and then I just put it in my cupboard.
And then when you were
days.
Like, yeah, in the store, they like, I also bought, they're not in the fridge. And I was like, they're probably in a refrigerated area, maybe without a door, but there's no way that like a wrap is just going to be placed like that on a shelf.
Right. I see where we missed each other. So if we recontextualize this to just the tortilla, how do you feel about it then?
Then it's completely, yeah, fine. Like, as in, like, I...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I would still, like, I would still put it in the fridge if you want to last it for, like, a week. But, like, 4 days, I feel like it should last. No, then again, if you open it, there's so much air going in it, and it has such, like, surface area. I think, it's like, it makes sense that it gets, like, crusty quickly.
No, I'm not even talking crusty. I'm just talking moldy.
Oh, moldy? Like, that crusty, is, that is weird.
Yeah. That's, no, that's
moldy,
what I'm saying.
4 days moldy, then that's weird. That should not be the case. Because God knows I bought tortillas and left them out of the fridge for like, I feel like a week and so. And the most I've gotten is like, they get like a bit crusty and like dry, but they're still edible.
Yeah, I've gotten ones that are moldy. So now I do stick them in the fridge. I just think I shouldn't have to. You know,
wow.
Anyway.
So you still followed my advice, even if it was for the wrongly understood example.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if I eat a wrap, it's going to be like I'm going to eat it, like heat it first before I put the stuffings in.
I still can't believe that so, this time. I guess just it's thought not the worst. You're like an idiot, makes a full wrap with chicken and just leaves it outside the fridge for 4 days.
I make a spaghetti bolognese and I store it by putting it in my cutlery drawer.
And the worst thing is that in my mind, somehow it made sense that you would do that.
Why? You think I'm that stupid?
I mean,
of course
you eat corns by the can.
Yeah. But that means I have less, like I don't put things in the fridge.
You also like corn pizza.
Yeah, I had one 2 days ago.
You see, there's some food habits of yours, Henry, that I know.
I have one
and I'm like,
on
this
a weekly basis.
I think we're about to start another war with that corn pizza. So how about we move on to the fun facts?
No, but that's also just like a family thing. I always ate corn on my pizza growing up. That's tasty. People, if you haven't had corn on your pizza, I urge you to try it. It's really good. It just has to be under the cheese. Otherwise, like, if it's on top,
you guys are
going to
be banned from places like Italy.
Listen, people, this is home. This is my pizza recommendation. Try it out and get back to me to tell me how much you love it.
Put carrots on it as well.
No, that's disgusting, Rudy. Come on now. You grab a pizza base. You put corn on it. One can, about... I think it's about 125 grams if you want to measure it out. Top it with cheese, sprinkle a bit of oregano on there, and then put some salami on top. That's a pizza.
Something about
that's
that
a pizza.
Is disgusting to me.
I don't understand. I think it's great. You know what's really tasty as well, actually, which I make sometimes, is for lunch, I'll just have like a slice of bread, and then I'll have a bit of corn and a bit of cheese mixed together. And then, boom.
I can't. That's just...
Very good. Very tasty. Welcome to a day in the kitchen of a master chef, Rudy.
Welcome to the to a day in the kitchen with a lunatic.
I'm sure you do something that most people would not like, you know. I think this is just pretty good.
Most of them are religious folk, but yeah.
Okay. All right, ready? Are you ready for some facts about Libreville?
Yes.
All right, so Gabon, it's Libreville is in Gabon, and Gabon is a West African nation, or like right on the equator. Libreville itself is the capital, and it's just north of the equator. And then I realized that I actually forgot to do the rest of this particular prep. like this intro prep. I just have the next bullet point is just blank. So I must have gotten distracted. So that's all you have to know, people. It's
and
pretty
I swear
cool.
to God, you know, guys, I'll call this right now. Those bullet points are blank because he just, you know, got distracted. It happens. But the quiz will have the questions for the answers that should have been in those unwritten bullet points.
Well, Rudy, let's just say I'm not sure if we have a quiz today. I think we might have a guest joining us.
No. I refuse.
Maybe. Let's find out later.
I refuse.
It's okay, Rudy. I can take it.
Third host, volunteering. Oh my god.
All right. That's it for the intro.
All right. Then we're gonna go on to the news. Oh my god, I just saw my mom walk past my door in the camera.
Yeah.
She scared me actually just now when I was when we took our small break for me to grab a bite, because I walked past her room and she's just laying down on the bed like a corpse with her mask on, you know, like the face mask. It always gets
That's
me.
So weird, lying down on a bed. Yeah, I've never done that before.
I feel like she always does it like that. Anyways, Henry, truck drivers, this concerns you. You love Euro Truck.
Yeah.
Now, is there Australia truck?
No, there's not, but I would play it if there was. I think it would be really boring. No, it's just US, and it's not even all of US. It's like the Western US states and Europe.
Kind of lame. Are you also playing Flight Simulator?
I wanted to buy Flight Simulator, but it's really expensive and it never goes on sale. So it was like, you know what? Nah.
How expensive?
I probably wouldn't be. Like, it's like $100 for me here.
Oh so my god.
It's probably like 70 for you. 60 or 70.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Anyway.
I just feel like that's too much for a game that I probably won't regularly play. So.
Fair enough. Long story short, the article does not actually announce anything for existing truck drivers, instead focusing on encouraging for new ones to apply. A weird way on how to get one's attention, but whatever, because it's literally the article name that I sort of copied was literally in the website, Truck Drivers, This Concerns You. You see, I began thinking, this old news happened in 2024, but why would they try to hire truck drivers on a news website? Kind of a random place to do it, right? Because it's just like, I don't know, like you hear political news, you hear some military news, and then suddenly it's like, truck drivers, we need you. Then I read the text again, yada yada, Ministry of Transportation over and over, hallelujah. Eureka was the single comment under the article from one named Mizak. He writes, I have the feeling that we put the cart before the horse. Shouldn't we have started by training people before acquiring this equipment? So I go down the rabbit hole. And according to my very brief research later on, Gabon, after a coup in 2023, due to some infrastructure demands, acquired 30 buses that by 2025 was already going to be, and as we now know was, 220 units of heavy vehicles, and only halfway through this process did they figure out that they need drivers for that shit.
That's pretty difficult.
It's just like such a, I don't know, something about that situation was so backwardly funny to me, because like, imagine you're like, we need to solve this crisis, let's buy some trucks, let's move those bricks across country, and then they're stared like the raw trucks. All right, load them up. And there are people like, sir, I drive a donkey to work.
Okay. Drive a donkey to work.
It's just like, how did you not think about who's going to drive them before you bought the vehicles?
Well, it makes you think, so is there anybody that can drive them? You have to assume.
Well,
so.
By now I assume that is solved, because this article, like the whole thing happened like 2024-ish, going into 2025.
So that raises the question, if nobody knows how to drive them, then who trained them?
Somebody who doesn't know how to drive them.
Just sort of figure it out, wing it.
They send them one by one, and the first one who reaches the other destination, that becomes the teacher.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about getting a bus license, Rudy?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
Not really, no. Why would I do that?
Fucking random ass question. I technically, in Latvia, with my license, I can drive a tractor.
A tractor?
Yeah.
Farmer Rudy. I think buses are too big to want to drive. I think you shouldn't drive a bus, I guess. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody should drive a bus. Could be fun. I can see like a truck driver, like a long distance truck driver being like fun in a way of like a very zen. If you like that type of thing, you just been chilled there on the highway and it's like, you know, especially if you have like a, how are they called, like the other driver with you who like you exchange once in a while. Once in a while, yeah, once in a while, just like being chill, listen to radio or something. And it's kind of like very, I guess like it's demanding, but like in a way where it's just like demanding because like tiring to drive that much. But it's also like probably very chill. I would not be able to enjoy something like that probably, but I could see how people would. That one I kind of get. But bus drivers, yeah, I don't know. I never saw the appeal.
Yeah, I mean, the longest drive that I've ever done is 1.5 hours.
Like, so, you behind the wheel?
Yes.
Oh. That's basically my, like, going to my grandma's, one of them is always at least half, hour and a half.
Well, tell her to move closer. Come on,
Grandma.
What is
the longest I've done? I'm trying to think. I was supposed to do 3 hours at some point, but then we went on a friend's trip in Portugal, but then my other driver did want to drive. So I think we ended up splitting it somewhat evenly. I think I drove for like 2 hours at some point.
Yeah, I've got some trips I want to do, which would be like 3-4 hours, but more of like a weekend away. It's not like a random Saturday activity,
of course. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've heard of people who drive from Netherlands to Latvia in one go.
But how long is that? That is surely over like 15 hours.
I have no idea. I think it must be. Well, actually, is it? Let's check that shit. Well, actually, you're more of a savant with maps. How do you? I always forget and I have to rediscover. How do you put one point somewhere and then you put another point somewhere in the fucking Google Maps? Because I always, when you first click it, it's like the direction, but then it takes you from like a random starting point.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just picked like a random starting point. I would say.
I was trying to ship the work to you, but you're not budging.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right,
Latvia, we're going to, let's go from Amsterdam to Rezekne, right? That's a very common trip. Riga, who goes to that bum town?
Quite many people, actually. I will in a day.
Oh boy, I think my internet disconnected for a second, but we're all set.
No, it didn't.
Man, I love tacos.
Ah, yes, third host. What were you saying?
Wow, that was a really good point. All right, we'll do Amsterdam.
This is riveting, by the way, dear listeners. We need to know this right now.
Okay, spin. It's 18 hours.
Damn. One go. What the fuck is wrong with people?
And the alternative route? Is 18 hours. No, sorry, that's 19 hours and 40 minutes. That's the alternative.
That's crazy. Why would anyone do that? That's crazy. I met somebody that at a place I used to work. It.
Oh, but watch out though, Rudy. There's a crash near Kėdainiai. That's really heartbreaking. I hope they... that's in Lithuania still. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
All good. It looks like traffic conditions look excellent in Liepāja, as expected.
You and your one love.
All right. Well, Rudy, I've got some news for you. Social media ban. Now, Rudy, have you heard of a social media ban?
Well, as in you ban social media, yeah.
Yes, it's a very, very hip thing at the moment for politicians. They've done it here in Australia. They're doing it in England. Yeah. Oh, well, for under 16 specifically.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? What do you mean they're banned?
Yeah. So 16? If you're under 16.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But apparently, according to the statistics, 85% of 16-year-olds or under 16s are still able to access social media via VPNs and all that. So.
Yeah. I mean. The generation that we're already using it, you can't get rid of it. I feel like it's such a, like, I'm not in any way, like, how this is, like, defending or I'm against it. It's just a matter of fact, I think. And I'm not breaking any doors down by saying if your kid grew up on social media and now it was forbidden for the next 3 years of the kid's life, they will find a way how to do it. It's just a matter of fact.
Yes. I mean, I just think like anything that's age related always works like that, right? You can't ban someone that's already using that benefit. Like you couldn't raise driver's license to like 30 because then you're
taking
a bunch of people out. Anyway, so Gabon bans access to Facebook and other social medias. The reason for the ban was due to hateful and harmful content per the government. But so I heard earlier that the government was overthrown.
Yes, that was a coup in 2023.
So I actually don't know when this article is from because they went back a bit. So maybe that was before, maybe that's after. Maybe it's still banned. Who knows? They also claim
a military authoritarian government, I believe.
Sounds lovely. they claim that social media can destabilize the country and meddle in elections. But that the real reason they're saying they banned it is to bring the big companies like Meta to the negotiating table, so that they can do the content moderation in exchange for being allowed to still operate. That's the goal.
A bit confused. Can you explain?
So they're saying that they're open to unbanning it, but they want the big companies, by banning it, they want the big companies to come talk. And the big companies should be the ones that moderate the content, and then they'll be allowed again.
So they don't trust their own moderators in a sense.
Well, I guess they're saying it's not good enough.
It can be corrupted.
And the public has not responded too happily about it.
Yeah, I mean, imagine. Because social media is kind of like... There's like, if you... I feel like this is the thing. This is the thing with social media, right? If you have critical thinking and the spine of not taking into account a lot of people who you disagree with, then social media is fine. It's always as it's always been. You can get some cool stuff on there. You can get the latest news. You can get some, I don't know, in my case, some inspiration or ideas for creative writing. And, you know, like, it's a great tool. It's the fact that we are now in such bubbles of hate, and you always see more hate on social media than you see positive stuff. Because we as a society, and this is philosophical now, but we as a society, it's easier to like say something that you disagree with than out loud say something that you like that you agree with. People are more likely to tell you that they disagree with you than to compliment you, is my point. So you will always see more negativity in these social media things because it's the same as in life.
Yes. But also, it's also pretty easily manipulated and all that jazz. So watch out, people. I think just use it for your niche. Just use it for your niche, mainly.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Rudy? It is time for the ad.
Yeah!
Have you ever been at a party, standing around, minding your business, when suddenly a crowd of people come up to you and try to pressure you into doing the worm? Even though you're not confident, which results in you getting kicked out of the party? This is based on a true story, friends, and it's happened to me. Dance peer pressure is a real thing, affecting many kids and adults just like you and I. But you don't have to let the dance be your last chance. Come join us at Modern Dance and evolve your dancing from... Join us today to level up your game. Well, now that was some dancing, huh?
Could you that was have really you good. Have you signed up?
Maybe. Let's put it that way. Maybe.
Can you bust?
Might.
Oh my god, he's doing the wave. Holy shit.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good, if I do say so myself. Rudy, it's time to step aside for a second. We've got a friend here who's got to answer some questions.
Henry, cut this out, but out of all days, holy shit, you put this on the worst one of them all. But okay, I guess I'm sorry.
I've got my friend, let's see what he's called, Roald N. Stagram here to talk about a social media ban as a social media expert. Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I am here.
He is here, and that's the most important part. What are your thoughts on banning social media, Roald? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think we should ban, start with social media, then we ban the news, then we ban the credit cards, then we ban anything from the outside world. We go back to Stone Age, back in my day when things were good. When I buy cow, you give donkey.
That's pretty good. I like that. You're sort of like an abolitionist, but you want to abolish everything, basically. I like that. It's exactly. a new viewpoint. What alternate activities would you then suggest if in like the modern world, not like cow trade donkey type stuff, but like if you didn't have any social media now because it was banned, what would you be doing?
We go back to the medieval ages when the medieval age equivalent of influencer was a jester. And then we shoot the ones that are not funny. So only the funny ones are left. And so you have great humor and amusement of the highest quality.
That's pretty good. I have always wished to like throw tomatoes at someone in the town square. And I feel like with your vision...
No, don't throw tomatoes. That is food. Throw something that you don't eat. Throw a stone.
Okay. That's slightly more like painful.
Save food. Save a life by killing one.
Yeah. All right. Well, you once said, and I quote, "Children should stop playing around on the iPhone Nintendos and just get into the coal mines and be productive like me back in my day." Do you stand by that quote? Or have you changed your mind?
I am on my knees in the coal mine where all the children should also be.
Okay. So if I were to sum up your message today, it's mostly just get in the mines and go to the Stone Age. Is that right?
Me and the boys down in the mines, stoning.
All right. Well, thanks, Roald. Would you like to plug any social media?
No.
Very good. All right, well, thank you very much, Rudy. I'd like to welcome you back into the room.
Yeah, hi. That took me out, kind of. I'm not going to be honest. I cannot speak. God damn it, I'm about to crash the fuck out.
All right, Rudy's having not a great time. So let's move on to the local business. Rudy, this is very apropos for you. Are you stressed, tired, fatigued, burnt out, exhausted, irritated, upset, angry, exasperated, knackered, disturbed, unnerved, worn out, troubled, annoyed, or even agitated?
All of that.
Visit Star of the Down, Seaside Bar, Star of the... What am I trying to say here? I have no idea what I was... I must have, like, blacked the fuck out when I was writing this. Visit the Star of... Downtown. Seaside Bar, no stress to make all the worries disappear. Sorry, I don't know what I was trying to write there.
This is gonna be... Anyways, local business, not much of a suggestion, more of a request. Can someone please go over the bay and quickly check on my boy, Little Dennis? Google Maps has very kindly marked him, so you cannot really miss him. If you really look at Libreville and then you look over the bay, there's a point named Little Dennis.
Okay. And my local radio recommendation is Urban FM 104.5. They were playing some funky hip-hop tunes, but the main draw was that it was the only working radio station for me.
Of course. Wait, which one?
Urban 104.5 FM.
For me it was Jaco FM 98.3. Best song ever. Multilingual, transcends understanding, brings together the world. Basically, Waka Waka of Gabon. All right. And, yeah, well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. It was a romp and a riot in terms of a dumpster fire. Brought to you by Tomo Za. Which episode is this? Oh, no, I'm not supposed to name them like that. Because there's a schedule that I don't understand. Not to my mortal mind to be understood. You can find me on Instagram at 000REDI000. So 000 is triple zeros. You can leave a review on Spotify, but you can also find that ability. What am I trying to fucking say? I'm going to eat this mic, shit it out, and it's going to sound better than what I'm trying to do. You can find Henry
figuring out the episode numbering system, I guess. Or via globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
There you go. And we're going to see you next time in... This is the part that you understand and I don't.
In Kaunas, in Lithuania.
Let's go!
Hell yeah.
Grab your donkey.